the greatest of plays often allow for multiple interpretations. We see that all the time in Shakespeare. We see it in Arthur Miller, in the musicals of Rodgers and Hammerstein, even in August Wilson, and of course, we see it in Tennessee Williams. Most interpretations of Williams' second play, A Streetcar Named Desire, are inhibited by the famous movie which catapulted Marlon Brando to fame. It's hard to see Blanche DuBois beyond Vivian Leigh's faded Southern Belle, and it's even harder to see the crude Stanley Kowalski pass Brando's performance. But these interpretations, however close to Williams' wishes, obscure the play's lyricism and, more to the point, his greatest creation, Blanche DuBois. This production by the Streetcar Project, now at ACT's Tony Rimby Theater through February 1st, which is played in a variety of site-specific spaces, changes the paradigms, first by removing most of the props and all the sets, and second by discarding the characters' accents, particularly that of Blanche DuBois, played by Project co-creator Lucy Owen, and in addition, all the text has been restored. In this production, the stage area is fully open, bounded on three sides by two rows of audience members on folding chairs. Characters wander on and off stage. Their voices carry, but their bodies are sometimes hard to find. It can feel like a reading, a radio play, but not always, unless in Act Two. What this shows now is that Streetcar is clearly Blanche's play, whether with her sister Stella, beautifully embodied by Heather Lind, their sisterhood is palpable, or with Mitch, Stanley's friend who falls for Blanche, played by James Russell as a product of his era, or with the brutal Stanley, performed by Brad Coad, who never quite escapes Brando. Without the accent, without the affectations, Lucy Owen's Blanche is revealed as brilliant, incisive, misunderstood, and wronged. Her lies are no longer signs of weakness. They're not delusional. They're necessary for her survival, and the survival of her pride. It's a fascinating interpretation, which Williams' poetic dialogue only amplifies. She's caught in the trap of her times, and it's brought her down low. While much is gained here, something is also lost. Concessions to time and place come from the sound system and from costumes, but much of the action becomes incomprehensible without visible cues and with only the four actors. The giant stage, the cavernous theater, weaken the passion between Stella and Stanley. Chemistry vanishes when characters seem a football field apart, and with such a strong Blanche break so thoroughly at the end of the play. But whatever these issues, this is a Streetcar well worth visiting in its short run, which ends February 1st. For more information, you can go to act-sf.org. I'm Richard Walensky on Bay Area Theater for KPFA.